Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording artist Glenn Jones is making his first appearance on the program this year to talk to us not only about his love for music, but also what it's been like for him to share that love with the world. If you guys have not heard his single, Because of You, we'll be playing that a little bit later, as well as telling you how you can support the single for yourself. Hello, Glenn, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Cyrus. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks a lot for being on with us. You know, and congratulations on this single. We're going to be playing it, as I said, a little bit later. But what has it been like for you, Glenn? Here it is. You know, it's very obvious that music is something that you love and that you're passionate about. How has it been for you to be able to share this love with the world and to see the way that people are responding to it?
It's always been a very comfortable and confident feeling because music is my life. It's what I do. It's what I've always done ever since I was a kid. And the fact that I'm still able to do it so many years later is very rewarding.
Right. It has to be. So you mentioned, of course, you know, how long you've been able to pursue music, something that you love. Glenn, what was it about music do you think originally spoke to you? What was it about music that said this is something that you had to be a part of?
Well, I think because I discovered that I had it in me. I had a gift, and I discovered it very early on, and I think that it made me feel like I possessed something that had some value, and it gave me great self-esteem, made me feel good about myself, and I just love doing it.
Yeah. So then has it been an added benefit for you, Glenn, that not only have you enjoyed it, but that you have found an audience that enjoyed it too?
Man, it's a great feeling. I can't imagine doing anything else. I mean, I've done it all my life, and I feel so blessed to have had the privilege to do it. And, you know, starting out doing it when I was a kid and then up to the point of when I started to connect with people that I admire, people that I listen to on the radio and saw on television, you know, to realize myself being in their company, it was an amazing feeling.
Right. Exactly. You know, and I think, too, anybody with a dream and a vision, Glenn, would definitely feel the same way. So let's talk about the message because, you know, not only, you know, do you love music, you definitely love messages. And I've noticed that one of the messages that you keep coming back to is one about love, and that's something, of course, we can't get enough of. Do you find that that is one of the reasons why people are responding so well to your music, is because you're talking about something that they all want more of?
Well, I believe so. I mean, I believe that it's something that everybody can relate to, you know, be it love between a man and a woman, or a mother, a child, you know, sister, brother. I mean, you know, love is something that we all have experienced or have longed for at some point. So, and I write about what I know. You know, I do the songs that mean something to me, you know, and, you know, that I can relate to. So I think people have really gotten used to, over the years, having me do that kind of music that, you know, speaks to them in a very positive way about love and relationships.
Yeah. And you know what, I think the proof is definitely, you know, in what we've been seeing with you, Glenn. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Recording artist Glenn Jones is on with us. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but also what it's been like for him to be able to share it with all of you. Now, I want to talk about longevity because, Glenn, you know probably better than me. I know you know better than me. You know that there are so many people who come and go in the business that you're in. What do you think has been the key to your longevity and the success of that? Do you think it's been your being true to yourself, or what would you say, you know, has been the key to your being able to still be here?
I really think the key has been me being true to myself. you know, we know that music is forever evolving, and that's cool because each time, you know, a new concept comes along, I learn something from it, but I still don't let that take the place of who I am, who I've established myself to be, musically speaking, you know?
Right, exactly. And I think that is the thing. And you too, if I can say this, you know, have been one of those people who have not allowed success to change you. Is it important for you then for anybody really, I guess, to come into whatever they want to do with the idea and with the hope that it's going to, you know, not change them but allow them to promote change? Because I think you've been able to promote change through your music. Has that been a key for you, and do you think that's why the industry that has been changing has not affected you that way?
I believe so. You know, I've always been comfortable in my own skin. You know, I think it stems from the kind of background that I come from, the kind of, family and the way I was raised. So I think it has a lot to do with that. And, you know, I know that sometimes, you know, when people are successful in whatever field, you know, sometimes it can change you. But I always felt like I was just blessed because I was, you know, I was given a talent. I was given the opportunity to use it. I was given an opportunity to affect people with it. And I think, you know, I just tried to always keep, you know, keep the humility, you know, be humble because, you know, nothing is promised to you, you know. The fact that I have been able to have longevity has just made me be more thankful, you know, for what I do have.
Right. Exactly. And I think if more people had that attitude, I think they'd be a lot better off. You know, you mentioned, you know, your faith, and one of the things that I noticed when I was prepping for this segment with you, Glenn, is that you had made a comment that your mother had told you, you know, to remember that your life is in God's hand. What role has your faith played in being able to kind of keep you on track, you know, and keep you from getting lost in this? Because as you said, you've always known who you are, but, you know, I mean, there have been people who have come, you know, to this industry as well as others too, and, you know, and have kind of lost their way. You know, what is it about your faith that has kind of helped you to stay focused on the bigger picture?
Well, I guess because I know that there's something greater than Glenn Jones. You know, there always is, there always has been, and there have been times when, you know, my success came from me, not that I was so great or so brilliant. You know, there have been times that I didn't know what I was going to do or how my record deal was going to work out or, you know, that the songs that I was writing or getting were going to be hit songs. But somehow I was blessed to be able to, you know, go on and have, you know, that success. So I just, I remember, you know, growing up with my mother, she was a very spiritual woman. She raised me and she taught me to love God, and, you know, she told me that my talent would make room for me and told me that my life was in God's hands. And I believe that, you know, because we all come through peaks and valleys where, you know, people always like to think about what happened. Well, you know, when you go through, you know, troubles and, you know, and tribulations, you need to think about what could have happened, you know.
Right.
Exactly. Maybe it happened this way and you weren't, you know, happy with that, but just think about if it would have happened another way, what could have happened.
Right. Exactly. I think that is so true. And I think that's such a great message, too, to be able to reflect on what your mother said to you, Glenn. Again, everyone, Glenn Jones is our guest. He is about to introduce his single, Because of You, a song with a really powerful message. Glenn, tell us a little bit about the song. How does the song come about?
Well, this song is the kind of song that, you know, people that have always appreciated what I do, it's the kind of song that they can appreciate, you know, even now, you know, because it's a love song, but it's the kind of song that we like to say, you know, we talk about stepping and hand dancing and all of that, you know. A lot of people are getting into that. Matter of fact, there's a big segment of people that like to do what they call stepping. So this is one of those kind of songs. It's a feel-good kind of song. And It's on a project called Jimmy B and Friends. It's a compilation record. And along with Phil Perry, he's on the project. Got Joe Albright. You got a great musician by the name of Brian Nesbitt, who is a bassist, a smooth jazz bassist. So this is likely to be the main R&B song on the album, but it's called Because of You.
All right. So here is Because of You. We'll be right back with more of our conversation with Glenn Jones. You all enjoy it. That was Because of You by Glenn Jones here on Conversations Live, both on the radio dial as well as online. We've been joined by the man himself. He's been talking with us not only about his own love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with his fans. And then, of course, what has kept him centered and grounded. He's been able to go through success and also, of course, being able to interact with his fans. So tell us, Glenn, how can our listeners stay in contact with you as well as how can they get the music?
Okay, they can go to my website, glennjonesmusic.biz, and they can hit me up on Twitter at RealGlennJones, and they can go to Amazon.com, you know, all of those, you know, major sites they can buy the single from.
Okay. So definitely want to invite them to do that. And then, as he said, he is on Twitter as well. So make sure you guys do check him out at Real Glenn Jones on Twitter. And then, of course, be able to find the music online through your retailers like Amazon.com. Glenn, congratulations to you, not only on the music, but also in staying true to yourself. I think that is one of the biggest rewards any of us could ever want. So thank you for setting the example in that, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Thank you so much, Josh.
Hey, glad to have you. And we thank all of you for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We actually will tag Glenn there too, so you make it easy for you guys to be able to find him. But again, he's at Real Glenn Jones is where you guys can find him there. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take our time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.